Hopeful signs, people seeking unemployment benefits down, GM earnings up, and the U.S. trade deficit lower.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Labor Department reported today first-time jobless claims fell last week by 24,000. The four-week average is at its lowest level in more than 2 years since before the financial crisis. We also got word that automaker GM earned almost $2 billion in revenue in the past 3 months. That compares to the more than $1 billion it lost in the same time last year. The U.S. trade gap shrank in September. That's the disparity between how much this country imports and exports. Overseas, investors are losing confidence in Ireland. The yield on that country's 10-year bonds has risen above 8% for the first time since the launch of the euro more than a decade ago. And there's concern Ireland could soon seek a bailout from the EU fund created earlier this year. The BBC's Russell Padmore is with us now from London with the latest. Hi, Russell.
Morning to you, Steve.
Just how big is Ireland's problem? I mean, can we put some sort of figure on it?
Yeah, that figure does get moving a little bit because it's costing ever more to bail out the country's banks. Right now it's at $60 billion. Look at that from the perspective of every person in Ireland owing $10,000 to settle the banking debt alone. Investors getting very fearful that Ireland maybe might be forced to default on its debts. And there's much fear being stoked up as well by political uncertainty. A very weak coalition government in Dublin. It's ruling with a majority of three and there are four by-elections pending.
If the problem, Russell, is so big, will Ireland have to get a bailout from the Eurozone Emergency Fund, sort of like Greece did?
The financial markets fear that might be the situation. The Irish government insisting, no, we won't need any money from Brussels. We can get by. We have a plan to get out of this. We know the Irish have the worst budget deficit in the Eurozone, those countries that use the euro currency. Now, the Prime Minister, or the Taoiseach of Ireland, he's been insisting there is enough money for the government to carry on its spending until at least June next year. What happens after that? Well, that very much is in the lap of the gods as regards the financial markets, of course. Even the Irish Finance Minister, Brian Lenihan, has been saying he can't promise the government won't need a European bailout for the way out of the problem. In other words, paying its debts.
No state can give a 100% guarantee of anything in the modern world. And it would be a brave man who can predict anything. But what I am saying is that we have put our finances, and we are putting our finances, on a sustainable level.
Now, Brian Lenihan, the Irish finance minister, knows they're heading towards a key budget in early December. Will the opposition politicians swallow that? Very much hinges on that. That political uncertainty is worrying other countries in the eurozone too. The interest rate on Portugal's six-year bonds jumped today. It's more than 6%. It was just over 4% last August.
The BBC's Russell Padmore in London. Russell, thank you.
Steve, you're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are off just slightly right now. The S&P down about a fraction of a percent. NASDAQ is flat. The Dow is down 18 points at 11,328. European shares right now lower too, about half a percent or more, and Asian markets were mixed today. Sentencing is expected today in Los Angeles federal court for Bruce Caritz. He's the former CEO of KB Home, convicted of fraud in a stock backdating scandal. The judge has to decide whether Caritz will go to prison or just get house arrest. And by house, we mean his home in Bel Air, California.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. By Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE.
Last month, the U.S. government pledged another $2.5 billion for high-speed rail, connecting cities business travelers usually fly to. Today, we ask what's going to happen to airlines when trains will get us to the same place almost as fast. From Station WNYC, Alex Goldmark reports.
Let's go to Japan and the busiest high-speed rail service in the world, Tokyo to Osaka. It's called Shinkansen, and it carries over 160 million passengers each year.
The share of air in this route is about 20%, and Shinkansen almost completely take over.
Yuki Tanaka is with the Institute for Transport Policy Studies in Tokyo. She helped build and now researches Shinkansen.
And there are other areas where air routes completely disappeared, like between Nagoya and Tokyo.
That's on the same rail line as Osaka, just closer, about the same distance from Tokyo as New York to Boston. So can we expect commuter flights between those U.S. cities to disappear? Factor in the ride to the airport and security lines. You can see why the proposed Amtrak service, clocking in at just 84 minutes, would be stiff competition for an airline like JetBlue. Rob Marister is JetBlue's COO, and he's thinking hard about the future of trips out of New York.
I'm not trying to shoot ourselves in the foot, but I think flying an airplane 300 miles to Boston as the crow would fly 150 miles doesn't make much sense. It seems like there's another mode that might work a little bit better for us in that regard.
He says rail could be a potential partner. If trains got people to the airport faster, it would improve air travel too. But Gary Kelly, CEO of Southwest Airlines, has no plans to cut short-haul service.
We're going to continue to compete hard. We'll continue to have what we believe is a superior product.
When Southwest Airlines started, it considered cars to be the target competition. And Kelly is ready for round two.
We welcome competition. Competition has made us better, but the competition needs to be fair. You know, we can't compete against the federal government.
He says even the planned $10 billion or so dedicated by the Obama administration doesn't currently pose a threat. He points out that airlines and previous presidents have invested hundreds of billions in air infrastructure. Plus, it'll still be a few decades before the first true high-speed rail lines in the U.S. start hitting their 220-mile-an-hour top speeds. In New York, I'm Alex Goldmark for Marketplace.
And finally, AAA's Foundation for Traffic Safety is out with a new study. 11% of drivers admitted to falling asleep at the wheel in the last year. 41% say they've done it at some point in their lives. Pretty scary thought. Almost makes you want that cell phone to ring. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Unemployment in Ireland is nearly 14%, so facing long odds against getting a job, the young and ambitious are getting out.
There's a sense at home that if you had a job, that you should have been happy to have a job and happy to stay in it. But really, that wasn't enough for me.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the Celtic Tiger, tamed. That story, the rest of the day's business news, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.